Welcome back to the Japan Business and Real Estate News Podcast. I'm Pretty Donnelly, Sales and Marketing Manager with Nippon Tradings International. Today I'll talk about opportunities to watch for in this current climate in the real estate sector, more specifically, the impact of the Olympic Games, the direction of J-REITs, the logistics sector, and the survey says Tokyo still holds the limelight. So let's begin. First up, J-REITs. We know there is the ongoing debate of whether or not the game should go on during this COVID-19 situation. Now, from a health and safety perspective, many would concur that this is not the best time to hold the games. However, the real estate sector sees a bit of a silver lining. The initial expectation of visitors to the Olympics prior to the pandemic was 600,000. Today, in the midst of the pandemic, while foreign spectators won't be physically attending the games, the global TV audience for the Olympics is estimated to top 3 billion. This presents a huge opportunity for Japan to display its promising real estate sector to the world. As one analyst from Daiwa Securities sees it, should the Olympics and Paralympics move forward with the help of vaccines, it's highly likely that money will flow into J-REITs globally, even if the games are held without spectators. Japan is, after all, the second largest real estate investment market in the world, just behind the US. Historically, countries that host the Olympics and Paralympics see their REIT indexes gain for 2 years, starting from the year they host the games. So it's anticipated that the games, together with the increasing pace of Japan's COVID vaccination campaign, will help refuel expectations for the country's real estate investment trusts. Next up are three major property market segments which will likely see an increase in asset allocation in the coming years. First, we have warehouses. It goes without saying, with the high uptick in internet shopping and the commitment to same or next day service in most parts of the country, warehouses and packing facilities on the outer suburbs will most likely continue to be a popular investment sector. Second, senior assisted living. As Japan is considered to be the world's fastest aging population, senior assisted living properties and community centers are being highlighted as increasingly attractive investment targets. The caveat here is that profitable investment models are still lacking. And third, data centers. Similar to logistics assets, which I will talk about in the next part of this podcast, data centers have benefited significantly from the uptick in e-commerce. With the upcoming rollout of the 5G global network, there is an ever-increasing demand for adequate data center assets in the market. And going back to the logistics center that I just mentioned, Japan's demand for modern warehouses in Greater Tokyo have risen to critically full occupancy in 2020. In fact, warehouse supply can't keep up with the demand. And with the growth of the e-commerce market as a result of the pandemic catalyzing new growth trends, this demand is expected to accelerate with the most attractive industrial real estate assets. On average, you're looking at over 700,000 square feet to suit growing tenant demand. So logistics and industrial properties, a dynamic, fast-growing sector, definitely one to watch. On a general note, I'm always interested in hearing about any positive outcomes of the pandemic. A study conducted by the Boston Consulting Group and the network asked over 200,000 participants around the world to rate their willingness to move to specific countries for work. The survey found people were much more willing to move to countries that have fared comparatively well during the COVID-19 pandemic. Impressively, Japan made the top 10 list, coming in at number 6 and jumping up 4 spots from its ranking in the previous study in 2018. The top five destinations were Canada, the U.S., Australia, Germany, and the U.K. In particular, it's Tokyo that's taking the limelight. The city also claimed the sixth spot in the study's ranking of most desirable cities to move to. Japan's capital was bumped up from 10th place in the previous study in 2018. This time, Tokyo was only behind London, Amsterdam, Dubai, Berlin, and Abu Dhabi. That's it for this episode, folks. Thanks for listening. We are a Japanese proxy helping foreigners access properties in the second largest real estate economy in the world for investment purposes and for personal use. We hope you will visit our updated website with business news and property listings at nippontradings.com. At NTI, this is Pretty, keeping you informed of the latest trends, business news, and featured properties in the Japanese real estate market. If you are new to the Japanese property market and have questions, we are always happy to talk shop. Drop us a line at info@nippontradings.com.